ladies and gentlemen of all ages, boys and girls. Thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of Angry Meat Production. We appreciate you coming in and letting us be a part of your lives, week in and week out. We hope to do our best to present you with something that your eardrums delight in. Whether you're looking at us on YouTube or Rumble, or listening to us on Spotify, Google, or Anchor, or any of the other podcast services that we are currently on or trying to get on, we thank you. And if you don't mind, at the end of every episode, stop by, leave us a comment, leave us a like. If it asks for 5 stars, we'll take 5 stars, even if you don't like us. 5 stars are what it's all about. With that being said, we hope you enjoy our attempt to make our advocation our vocation. Ladies and gentlemen, let the games begin. We here at Angry Meat Production want to thank our sponsor, Mobile Notary Mindy. She's certified with the National Notary Association. She's also bonded and E&O insured. She offers a wide range of services, including wills, powers of attorney, medical documents, healthcare proxies, living wills, certification of trust, assignment of personal property, HIPAA waivers, advanced healthcare directives, and 99 verification. You can find her on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram at Mobile Notary Mindy. You can also visit her webpage at TexasMobileNotaryMindy.com. That's TXMobileNotaryMindy.com. Thank you so much and enjoy the show.
Welcome, Angry Faithful. Today on What the Hell, we have Destroy Agenda, T-shirt company, and I don't have your numbers, so you can't tell me how well you actually do, but you were saying you do like 90% of the artwork on this, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes I buy the...
And you said you do like 90% of your artwork?
Yes. Yeah. My tattoo artist actually helps me with some of the designs. She's made a couple for me. Vandy Street's made a couple as well. And I do buy some here and there, but for the most part, yeah, I do my own.
Yeah. And we'll go ahead and take a look at them real quick. I mean, we got, aliens were here to overthrow your government, me. So we get writing together. We writing together. It's awesome. And time to water the tree of liberty with the blood of tyrants. What's your best seller on these?
My dead pedophile.
Yeah. This one right here?
Yeah.
See if I can get this going. Right here. What's the tree? I mean, did you design that tree yourself or?
Yes. Yeah, I did that one. So it's funny. I originally started with like little weird stick figures. And later on, I actually upgraded it. And my friend's like, it looks like aliens. I was like, well, it's all right. It still looks cool. So,
what actually got you started on doing the T-shirt company? And how long have you actually done it?
Oh, man. I've told the story a couple times. When I first started, I wanted to do like funny, sarcastic shirts, you know, like kind of what a lot of people do. What got me down this path was when our people were killed in Afghanistan. It really like triggered me pretty hard. So I got tired of our government. I got tired of what was going on. It really opened my eyes to, I don't know, the corruption. And that's how I led down this path.
So. Okay. So was that the 2021 or
2020? Yeah, 2021.
Okay, the one where the 13 Marines got blown up because they were
our ally.
You're not the person that was upset about that. It was a big fiasco, and some of the people that I know were like on the ground trying to help them out and everything. And I heard that and I was like, I'm old. My knees are shot. I might be going over there. But go ahead and finish your story. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no, no. You're fine. But yeah, it was just, it was the fact, you know, that our Marines were killed. Our people were left. Our allies were left. Then they, it just, I don't know. It really pushed me into what I'm doing now. So.
Yeah, that was more or less the fuse that was lit with a lot of people with the administration that is now, which is really sad because that is the major talking point of his administration that ended up a lot of people just giving up and wanting to just try to get him out of office, which I don't think he's actually in office. I don't even think he's in his own brain half the time.
Yeah, I agree.
Everybody kind of agrees on that one. Now, also on this, you do a lot of the modeling, I see, especially with the Ganj Country Patriot family.
Yeah, so I used to be a photographer before I started this. So I know how to use the camera. But I do like to have... you know, people who have bought or some of my friends model for me as well. So,
okay. So most of the people that are on your website are the people that actually bought your gear and modeled for you.
Yes. Yep.
If I buy your t-shirt, you can't model me. I'm too ugly. I don't want to bring your website down.
Oh, whatever.
but it's, I mean, there is a, I mean, the person that actually got me to do a podcast with you was Red Pill Threads. Me and Garrett were talking. He was like, hey, you got to get her on your show. I was like, so you can blame him. I'll reach out for you. If all your nervousness and your quirks and everything that you said, you messaged me. It was so cute. It was like, I don't know what it's. I was like, listen, it's going to be. So calm, you're gonna think you're in like a bubble bath with like bubbles and everything. You're like, ah. But what do you basically go out and like search on the news fam to actually make your shirts? You're just gonna do the style of what you're doing.
Oh, please forgive me. What was that? Like, do I?
Do you keep up with the news, and that's where a lot of your t-shirt designs come from, or are you just making a lot of the stuff you think to yourself? It's like, oh, this might be a good t-shirt.
It's kind of both. I'm not good with trends, like trying to keep up with the trends of what's going on. Like when the Jason Aldean song came out about the small town, everybody was coming out with the really good shirts with it. My wait time is too long to be able to keep up with the trends, because if I do a trend by the time they actually get the shirt, that trend's going to be over. So most of my stuff is kind of just what I'll be sitting on the couch and think of something, and then I'll send it to Vanity Street or my assistant and talk to my husband about it. And then I'm like, I'm doing it. That's it. So,
yeah, we were going to do t-shirts for a minute, and he was, and a couple of my friends was like, cause it was the whole, Let's Go Brandon thing came out and everybody was doing it. And I was like, and someone's like, oh, you got to do this t-shirt. Put it on. Cause I actually had a website and just got rid of it, cause nothing was selling. But I ended up like, I was like, no, keeping up the trend stuff is as exhausting.
It is hard.
As like the latest thing that, because even for the podcast itself, I had to had to keep up with the news. I mean, the latest thing right now is Russia donating weapons to Texas to secure the border, and I was like, that can't be real. In a way, it was the representative and ambassador of the UN for Russia did say that. But he was also commenting for the fact that if we do that, it's basically us trying, it's like the U.S. Giving weapons to Ukraine to fight us. So he was making a political statement instead of And a lot of people, I had so many people message me. It's like, we're getting guns from Russia. I'm like, I read it and I was like, guys, read the article. It literally states there that he was just doing it. He literally said, he's like, I'm doing it as a political stunt. It's propaganda. And I have to go over so much stuff with, like, luckily I don't have to do the sports side. That's all my other team. I just make like little quirks every once in a while, but yeah, it is exhausting to actually do that. Just the whole keeping up the pace with the rest of the world.
Yeah, it's well, yeah. I can't keep up with it. So
I mean, you're keeping up with like a whole family and doing this. How do you actually get yourself mentally prepared for the first part of the day when you actually run a business like this?
I lay on the couch and hope today goes better.
Yeah, we already had like our hiccups today, but it's okay. It's right. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh no, I was just saying. Yeah, it's hard to just get up and get going. That's the hardest part of my day. Once I get in here and start working, it flows a little easier, but it just getting up and going. And then my damn printer wants to work for me or not. It works great, and then all of a sudden it'll just stop working, and then I have to tear it completely apart and figure out what the heck is wrong with it. And then it's fun. I learned how to rebuild a printer, so
that's actually useful, especially if you're doing the stuff yourself.
Yeah, it's hard though. I broke one before. So
what's really sad with printers is like the ink is really expensive, but it's cheaper to buy a printer than it is buy the ink cartridge half the time. Is that weird?
Yes, but I actually saw, I have a direct to film printer. Here, I'll show you. So the ink isn't too expensive, but it has like a lot to do with it. Okay. So it makes it to where I can do stuff like this without having the background or doing the sublimation. Okay. I like it. I like it. It's
is that just a heat press style?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we were gonna do the screen printing, and yeah, that was $3,000 wasted down the drain.
Oh no! Wait, hey, you have it though, so you can always use it in the future.
Yeah, I made a lot of financials mistakes when I was starting out this whole like doing a business style, because it's one of those things. Is I had some extra cash and I was wondering what I could do to, you know, make my retirement a little bit more faster, or have a nicer retirement. And then I was like, I should have just started listening to people. But I'm literally the type of person that, because you said it's like, oh, you're so pinched. I was like, you have no idea how wrong you are. I was literally most of my friends were like laughing at you. It's like, you have no idea who he is. You go out and just keep on going out. He was like, oh, I got to do this and run out. He was like, is anybody going to tell him he's on fire? Someone please tell him he's on fire. He needs to put himself out before he'll figure it out. But yeah, little quirks with the businesses. The one thing that I've learned of myself, and I want to get your feedback on this, is like, how many times have you actually failed on stuff, or just something failed completely and you just brought yourself up?
Every day. Oh man, do you want to see my failures right now?
Go ahead. Well,
they're not really failures. I'm experimenting, but here you go.
Yeah.
I am working on like some tie-dye, trying to figure out some tie-dye stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I messed up a lot on these, but I want to do like galaxy style, which I achieved. Not that one. Yeah, see, they're just everywhere. Where is it? Here's a good one.
Okay. Wow. Okay, yeah. Once the camera finally focuses on it, it looks kind of like a galaxy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can kind of see the speckles. It's mainly the speckles.
So some of the t-shirts that you actually make are ones that you actually, you know, do yourself.
Oh, yeah, I do everything myself.
Okay, so you don't actually use a company to do the t-shirts for you, or you just do all the it's all handmade.
It's all handmade. So I do order the shirts and the hoodies, but once they get to me, I do my own printing, my own pressing, my bleaching, packaging. I even put the tags on the back. I have a glitter string that I put on for the glitter clients. I don't know if you can really see that, but
not a good person, so. Of course, I'm not a stripper either, so.
You know what? Someone came on my TikTok and was talking shit once about being a stripper, and you know it.
That's one thing I learned, because I can tell you stories. That's one thing I learned. I try to comment no matter what, even if it's a bad comment or it's a good comment. I don't care. I'm more destructive to my own self than anybody else could be, but I almost had to fight a vampire.
Wait, what?
Okay, I have episodes called Psychos and Sociopaths, and it's basically serial killers, mayhem of the human psyche. I went over Nanjing Province massacre that the Japanese did in World War II. I went over Lulux in Colorado. It started Lou. Anyways, it was the Rockefellers that actually did that. They owned a coal mining company at that place, and they massacred most of their workers. That's actually how we got an 8-hour way.
I know this.
Yeah.
So we're from Colorado. So when we drive home, we actually passed it, and we saw it, and we're like, what is that? And my husband looked it up while I was driving and was reading it. I heard, we read about this.
Yeah. I did the whole episode. It was just, I think it was at the time the son was the head of the company at the time. He's like, I'll do it again. I was like, whoa. Yes. Documented.
Oh my God.
Yes. You go into history and everything, you find out how horrible humans are. And it's really strange after that. But no, I was trying to get to a point. And I messed it up.
Oh, it's okay. I'll do that a lot through this whole thing, just so you know. So it's okay. Oh,
I have that train just run over. I'll derail it just on my own self. So that was another thing. You said it's like, I was like, don't worry. We derail this. You got to watch the podcast first, then you see how horrible it really is. But I probably get back to it later on. I probably had that notion, but anyways, with running it on your own and everything, what kind of stuff that you actually learned yourself though, that you ended up like you didn't know, like that bucket right there. That this is just for me. Yeah, that bucket. Surprisingly, you can have it as a deduction on your taxes because those are it's a big weird thing that is like your inventory still counts as money on the books even though you haven't sold them yet.
I'll have to ask
get an accountant to figure that out.
Our tax lady, I'll talk to her about that, because she actually went through last year. She went through all my videos on TikTok and she's like, hey, where's the receipt for this? I saw that, where's the receipt for that? So I was like trying to find everything.
Yeah, I mean, all the stuff that you experimented on and everything like that, that's actually deductible because those are losses.
Yeah, and well, a lot of it, like all these here, I'm debating, I've never done this before, but I was debating about putting it on the website at like a a reduced price, kind of like my mess ups. I sell my mess ups for pretty cheap too. But having it up and just being like, pick your design. So you could buy the hoodie and then you can just tell me what design you want on it that I have. And then I'll just put the design on and send it out.
Well, and you could always do it like a cost effective where you still make a little bit of on the back end. You'd be surprised what people buy. I mean, I sold a freaking wooden fence that was just totally destroyed. But people, there's people out there that want, they'll pay like the wood for these fences because they're weathered, and a lot of people use that wood to actually make other products, like signs, like you know, home is where the heart is, and there's like a business that I keep on pointing at, and it's in the background. The guy that made this, his original job was a pharmacist. And he started doing those and started people buying a lot more. And that's all he does now is wood panels. He'll do like American flag wood panels and everything. What actually steps did you take to for the first part of your process to actually start up this business?
I guess trying to learn how to bleach and what works and what doesn't. It's really hard to find people that are willing to help. Luckily, I found a couple people that were willing to talk to me and like how to get set up for the most part. But
most of your stuff that what you have on TikTok, it is just, you know, you dance around and doing little voiceover stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, I wonder what that was the main thing when you come. I was like, I wonder if she's going to have a scratchy voice or a weird voice. I was just doing weird stuff in my head. Just was like, I wonder if she's going to have like a truck driver smoker voice. That would be funny.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I hate my voice. So
everybody hates their own voice. I had to get used to mine. I have earpieces and I talk. It just going over it and me editing is like, don't really sound like that. But It's a lot of stuff that people are insecure about. I mean, you're just gonna trample over it and just walk on.
Yeah, it's still learning that.
It's one of those things. It's like me. I was like, you know, I'm in my 40s. Maybe I should learn how to talk to people correctly because I say some really messed up stuff.
Yeah. Well, like I was telling you before about how, like, I'm stuck here with my kids and I talk to my husband and occasionally, you know, talk on the phone with some of my friends, but I don't know how to talk to adults anymore. And we have our meetup coming up in March and I'm like, I am so awkward. Oh my God. I can make silence awkward. I could stare at you. Like it's so bad. So if I walk away, it's just because I don't even know what to say. So.
I actually do that with my stepsister. I mean, me and my stepsister are more, she's basically my sister because we didn't grow up together. We actually met when she was like 16. I was like, I was already like, I had a job. I've already been around the world. I went basically through Europe and parts of Middle East from a military background. But and then one day it was like we were doing something. She had like she was breathing erratically. We were painting a house and the fumes got to her and she barely breathed. I just like grabbed her. She's like, I've never been grabbed like that before in my life. Someone just whisked me away like it was nothing. And I got her outside and get her breathing and I was like, sit down here, do this. And her mother was a medical background. She just flipped out. She's like, it's one of those things is you don't flip out with other people. You flip out when it's your kid and it just blocks you type of deal. But since then, we've been, but I'll end up just staring at her, just bluntly staring at her, like just staring at her. She'll just freak out. It's so fun.
No.
Oh, yes.
I would be the one freaking out. I'd be like, why are you doing that? Don't do that.
It's nothing like, you know, sinister. I'm like, no. Nothing like that. That's creepy. I just saw it blankly, like out of the corner of my eyes, like, oh, that was kind of creepy. But no, I just like. And
zone out.
Oh, yeah. I'll zone out.
I zone out a lot.
It's so fun. And it pisses me off that people just try to break me out of it. It's like, you're in your own little world right then and there. I had to break you up. I was fighting dragons. You don't understand. Those people out in my head are probably, they're probably finally realized now. And that was the only savior. Thank you very much for killing those people. But yeah, it is what it is. That was another thing we talked before we came in on the third, fourth time. We don't know. Anyways, you have cohorts that actually help you out. I call them cohorts. We'll just call them cohorts.
Okay.
They have tumblers with your artwork and everything on them.
Yes.
So you'll have to message me with their digits and everything, and I'll put them in the description. Go ahead and tell me what the who they are.
Oh, it's Vandy Street.
Okay.
And I will volunteer her to do a podcast. No. I'm gonna volunteer. She's gonna kill me. I love you. I love you, Vandy Street. Thank
God that you volunteered me. It reminds me of back in the military. I got volunteered to do a lot of stuff. Thank you. Flashbacks.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I was like, what caused your flashback? Well, she told me that she volunteered me to do another podcast, and I started having flashbacks when I was in the military, mopping up rain.
No. Oh, no, I was saying I volunteer her to do one for you. She'll kill me.
No one's going to die. But no,
she's actually really good. She is so good at talking and doing podcasts. She does them more than I do.
I don't know. He's a lieutenant, BC Sanders, the Disruptor podcast. Shout out to him. If anybody want to listen to him, but he went 4 hours and 30 minutes.
Oh wow!
Well, we're both nerds, so. What's really sad, he's a lieutenant, ex-skateboarder, ex-punk rocker. So it's like, wait a minute, you're a cop and you're working for the government. And yeah, I was in the military too. You were in the military. But all those things that you're into are all back in like 80s, 90s time frame. Weren't they all against the government? Yeah, it's weird.
That's okay though.
Yeah, but he was a great guy, and finally when he actually got a couple, and we messaged back and forth and everything. One day's like, man, I just listened to one of her podcasts. She was talking about how to easily get rid of a body. I was like, dude, you decided to move in with her. Well, she can take you out and put you back together. That's kind of scary stuff. That's CIA torture stuff. Okay. I'm gonna have to ask you. What is women's, like, I don't know if you're into, are you into like serial killer stuff and everything like that?
Sometimes. It depends.
Okay. It just, why? As a man, I'm scared shitless after something. Someone's like, I like scary. I had this conversation with one chick. She was like, yeah, I have a pen pal for Charles Manson. I was like, the like swastika Charles Manson? Yeah, I write him all the time. I'm like, he's a fascinating person. He's like, You're one of those. Yeah.
Huh.
So, yeah. Humans scare me sometimes. It's like the whole thing. It's like, oh, look, a fuzzy little bear. Well, it's like people that, like grizzly bears and brown bears and everything, they're all, oh, they're cute. We should protect them and everything. I'm like, you have no idea. Black bears are the world's worst. Because black bear, you know that whole thing to where if a bear's coming up to you, play dead.
And you're not supposed to do that with the black bear, right?
Yeah, the black bear's not doing that. Yeah. It doesn't care. I've literally seen videos of a black bear like putting a paw on a deer and eating it as the deer is yelling and screaming. Yeah. So I watch weird stuff. Yeah. Well,
why don't you like to go camping? Because that's why.
No, I was at a charity event, and it was down in Dallas, and I always carry when I'm going down to the big cities and everything, just depending on how much ammo I have on me at the same time. But I went down to Dallas, did the charity event, and this guy came up to me, and he's like, why are you carrying a gun? You scared of other people? I was like, I'm not scared of people. I can take care of people. I didn't have a conversation with the person's trying to rob me, and they won't rob me. I'm pretty damn good at having a good conversation with a person. But animals, on the other hand, they don't have any good conversation. Yeah, just put a bullet. So, but what else did you want to go in on your stuff? Do you have any good designs that you're coming out for like something for, you know, the Valentine's style? I mean,
I don't do like the trends or like the holidays. I did one Christmas one only because it was awesome, but, and that's still a bit, I'm just going to let that be available all year round.
Okay.
But just because I never, my wait time is just way too long for me to be able to get things done.
How long is it? Does it take to actually? I mean, you from the initial idea of what you want to put on a t-shirt to going into putting it in on a shirt and getting it on that shirt.
It really depends. Like the black shirts are a lot faster, a lot easier, but it's also. The reason I'm so far behind, well, the reason it takes so long is my assistant was, she just had heart surgery. Mm-hmm. So I no longer have her at this moment. And then I have a lot of orders to do. So I do them in bulk. Like if I have to do, I will do all those at once. But it depends on who's in order. I try to get the people that have been waiting the longest to. So, and every time my sister-in-law just told me this, because every time I talked to her, I was like, I'm finally getting caught up. She's like, you've been saying that for 2 years now. I was like, well, 2 years later, I'm finally getting caught up. Like, I'm trying.
Yeah, I was talking to Garrett on this from Red Pill Thread. God, I'm horrible at names. But I was talking to Garrett on it for like Christmas time and everything. I don't order anything for like t-shirt companies or anything, because it takes, I ordered one thing one time, like the beginning of December. I got it like in, I think, March.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah. It was a prominent t-shirt company. That's what's really, really, really sad.
Oh, so it was like, they have a lot of people working. It's not just one person.
Yeah. They have a lot of people working for their company, and unfortunately, I had a conversation with him. I was like, why does it take that long for X, Y, and Z? He's like, dude, Christmas time is the worst time for... It was just like a chance meeting, because I was going to go visit a couple of friends, and I won't mention his name because he's pretty predominant, and I don't want people to think like, oh no, you got his... I was like, no, I just talked to him for like 5 seconds, but... It was one of those things. He gave me X, Y, and Z. It's like Christmas time is probably the world's worst of getting stuff out. It's
it's also you or the mailing system. Oh my God. If I could tell you how many packages they've lost of mine and then tell me, well, it's your problem. And then I have to replace that item for my customer because it's not my customer's fault. So I always replace my items for them and then send them out again. But it's frustrating. They lost about $350 worth of hoodies in one package. Yeah. And
that's not insured or anything.
Huh?
Can you get that insured?
So it was insured, but they still wouldn't take my claim. So I don't know if I'm doing something wrong when I try to do the claim, but yeah, every time that they lose something and I try to claim it, I don't get it. So like I said, I could be doing something wrong with the claims, but it's frustrating. It really is.
They probably have, there's probably a business for that.
For the insurance or to help with the claim?
Well, to help with the claim and everything.
I hope so. Probably, yeah.
You can probably find someone for managerial to do that. I mean, if you can think, it's one of those things the best way of anything with business and everything is you think of something that no one really does that much, and you can make a really good business of it. I was like, I know a guy that lost his job as a maintenance man to do lawns and everything. And they fired him. The university fired him. And like a year later, he had like $3 million. Because all he knew, he was a dumbass box of rocks. But he knew how to garden and do landscaping and everything. And that was his main thing. And he did that. And he ended up like $3 million. I was like, I guess it's just dedication, just not giving up.
It's hard to keep going and not want to give up. There's been times where I was just tired, but you can't give up. You got to keep going. So,
yeah, that's what I keep on. I've been doing this like I said, 3 years, and there's been days I'm like looking at the stats. This is the reason why I don't let people that are part of the podcast like look at all the data, except for like one other person that's like, he's gun ho. He sees bad stuff and he keeps on more or less like failing and everything. And I mean, I've don't let my other co-host look at the data and everything, because it sometimes it's just, you know, one episode, it's just dog shit. It's just, you don't want to look at it. You don't want to look at the numbers. I can't believe we put this out, but you just go in and keep everything up and keep everybody happy. Like I said, one of the people that helped me out with this, he's gun ho. He's like, now we got to do this. Let's just keep on going. Stop being a pussy. Just go. Stop going. And you really do need that person. Just every once in a while, you just call him up. It's like, hey, I'm feeling down. It's like, get yourself up and do what you need to do and get it done. You just need that person. Sometimes you got to know.
I just called Vanny Street yesterday, and I told her, or how it was yesterday, this weekend. Oh my gosh. See, my days are just like blending together. And I was like, I really need to get up. I need to do a TikTok. I haven't been posting. And when I don't post, I don't sell. Like, I have to keep my videos going, because that's my,
it's how you put your brand out there.
Yeah. Thank you. See, my brain is everywhere. I was like, I have to do it. I haven't felt like doing videos lately. And she's like, get your ass up and go do your damn hair and do a video. I was like, all right, ma'am, I'm going.
But there's actually, and I want you to, as an actual person and everything, go in and do this for yourself instead of actually thinking all the negative and everything, because it actually physically changes your brain.
It does.
I looked at the study and everything, and the way it does it is if you keep on thinking negative stuff, your brain's only going to see that negative stuff. It's like looking around, and it's like telling a person, look around, look all the brown stuff. But as soon as you look at them, it's like, all right, tell me what stuff that's around you that's red. You're not looking for, but when you tell them, it's like, okay, look for the red stuff. You're obviously seeing like all the red stuff, but it's like that with your brain. Once you see like negative stuff and that's all you see is negative, 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 negative. All you're going to do is see negative stuff. You only think negative stuff. And when you look around and you start like thinking of positive stuff and you force yourself to look at that positive, your brain switches over and it's like, oh, it's only looking at the positive stuff. I mean, the whole world could be on fire and everything. Like, I think I'm going to make cookies.
Right. Yeah.
Or even worse, you're like seeing a grass fire. He's like, you know what would be good? Let's go smoke us a brisket. I've done that before. It was 3 years ago. That's a long time. 3 years ago, we had a lot of grass fires around here up in Wichita. And it was basically all you could smell was like mesquite and hickory. And I was thinking, it's like, man. Well, first thought was like, man, someone's cooking some barbecue. And that actually smells really good. David, it's grass fires. Well, can we make some barbecue? Kind of hungry now. Yeah, but you get what my point. You just gotta think positive. And I was talking to BC about this, about how he did that one time. I mean, him as a cop, he sees everybody as, you know, a horrible, horrible person at times. And he did that for like a week, and it took one of his sergeants to come up. It's like, hey, listen, you have not been like Mr. Ray of Sunshine. You need to be that ray of sunshine. And as soon as he said it, it's like, oh, yeah, you're right. I have been a shit bag. Maybe you got to change that up. And it took him another 2 weeks to fix his stuff up, but he eventually did it. So it's possible.
It is, yeah. It's all about your mindset. You're right.
Yeah. But go ahead. Oh, No, if you finish something, finish something.
Oh, I was just gonna say, that's all. One of the hard things about TikTok is you get a lot of hate usually when you post political stuff. So when you're constantly on there, constantly getting hate, it's hard sometimes. So it's.
You never played Xbox 360, have you?
I did.
Did you have live?
I played sometimes, but yeah, those assholes are mean.
So. I grew up with that. You just like, seriously? Xbox 360, it was horrible. I mean, I'm surprised we still have internet. I'm surprised someone didn't cut it down about that time frame. It's like, you have no idea the human depravity. But anyways, I've kept you on here for, it's probably 45 minutes, probably going to be about 30. But I've had you on here for a long time. Your kid is, I can hear him in the background.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't apologize. Kids are kids. I mean, I'll let everybody know this right now. I am the pause. If I had the camera on for the pause button, you'd see some funny stuff with her kid just running around. It was hilarious, but you can keep those stuff off the internet. Anyways, everybody, this is Destroy Agenda. I'm David Dickerman. Thank you all for listening and watching, and goodbye.